Simon of the Pillar. Roll away the rock. Then I begin to bud, to form paws, to stretch out and form a kind of gluey slaver. I spread out everywhere. My wobbly feelers rise and open up their suckers. They glide over my face, tickling my limbs. They run up and down all over me. I cover the rug, the walls, the lace curtains with my dark liquid, my slaver, my sticky little leaves. Then they come running. They lock the windows and the doors. They lift me up and lock me in a large box. From within, I can hear laughter, weeping, screams, singing, shrieks and knocks against the box. Then I was taken out, and someone kissed me. Then there were soothing ministrations and more incantations, and I was told that a beautiful lady would visit me during the night if I was good. Someone took me up in something white and took me out to the balcony to look out on the street and the things that were happening there. Roll away the stone and you find running discharges, slobberings, mucus, hesitant, amoeba-like discharges, movements. You see the creeping solutions, the combinations, slobbering, gluing, coming apart, viscous, live, momentary. Someone took me up and took me in from the balcony. I threw out my arms, entirely covered with live, sucking valves. Once you're in it up to your neck. In spite of vain and hopeless efforts to spread my wings among the roots, the leaves, I fell. I never ceased falling. My limbs stretch out, stretch up. They're moving fountains, and I fall. I never wished to move. I felt myself planted there forever. The head slid forward while a trunk stood still. Then the roots slid forward while the branches stood still. Oh, he's always so good. What a good boy. He waits there where you plant him. When you come back, there he is, waiting for you without making a peep. Ooh, what a good boy. Look at him now. Little Snickle Fritz, all pink and cooing. Suddenly I was being lifted up off the white, hard plain and carried out of the light. I had fallen to the little pit, all sparkling white. I was covered with granules that sparkled all over my leaves and limbs. I don't know what is happening to me. Who can protect oneself from such a happening? Is what is happening to me conceivable? Something curls and curls around inside me, outside me, around me, behind me. I wish to find myself, and I lose myself. I lose myself. It's like a fairy tale. Had I fallen from the skies, I could not have been more giddy. Suddenly, I was lifted up out of the water, the singing stopped, and I was being carried somewhere. I had no time to recollect myself. I expected the balcony. I stretched out my branches, flapping and flapping, but it was not above. It was below.
Oh, now, what's all this about? Oh, poor baby, here now.
She bathed my scales and I could breathe again. It was shameful. He watched my valves touch, lick, and inhale. I did not wish to be a flabby, scaly monster. I wanted to be hard and high with a granite-like aspect. But she took me up into her branches. They grow warm and wet. She holds me up and will not let me fall. I smell her moss, her milk, and sleep. In dreams, she is a great, bright cloud moving within me. His work here is to take care of me, to see that no harm comes to me, and to make me fit for something other than drooling and sprouting here in this miasma, this swamp. So I have sworn, was it yesterday, to become something hard and rigid, immobile and high, hard, rigid, tall, towering, with a granite-like aspect. Someone drains my swamp when the sun comes up. She lies down beside me. She puts something through my grasses, raking the leaves away, the snarls. She makes an attempt to come in here, where I'm still whirling, still coiling where I am. Outside the door, I can hear them talking about a pigeon, a leaf, roots, a trout, a career, a pillar, roses, rain, a season. And meanwhile, I am settling down, like clouds by a high window overlooking the fish pond and the ant pile out back. I was the fish in the pond it was circling. I do not know where to begin or to end. I arrive, therefore, at three figures, without knowing which of them is right.
When he begins to bud, to take root and grow slender and strong, then you'll know it's time to take him out.
Oh, I can't bear to see my little one go.
Well, everyone grows up, and it seems to me that it's way past time that he should be moving about among others his age. Seems to me that you're keeping him inside too long. That's at least the way it seems to me. Oh, he's a little man now. Look at him walk.
From my window at noon, I can see Father far away, over the rooftops on the high stone platform, motionless, still, with a granite-like aspect. When he sees me, I shall be still and tall, with a granite-like aspect.
Archbishop Sagittarius came in and said to me, "Never follow after others. Let them follow you about."
"Yes, sir."
"Stand up straight."
"Yes, sir." Career suggestions for yesterday. Pigeon, a leaf, a young doe, a steeple, a tree, a sea of clouds, a pillar. Someone lay down close to me and held me tight till I began to sink into the water, to give way, to flow and ripple out. But then, in a flash, I remembered and held tight, turned hard, a solid trunk of stone upon the sheet. A little hard axle within me turned, drawing all the threads all over my body tight. I did not flow away. I never tell anyone that I want to cry when I am listening to music. Not even my mama. I made a slip yesterday, though. I was flowing away, streamingly, as they say, and my mama came in.
I immediately turned to stone. Archbishop Sagittarius eats with us every night. He is very tall, with long, flowing black robes, a gold cross on his chest, enormous sleeves, and white hair which flows down into his beard. My mama laughs when he talks about flushing each other down the toilet bowl. But he does not. Sometimes he looks at me so sternly that I become water and want to fall through the door. What does he want with me? How I wish I were as hard as he. Surely he does not stink of shit in his pants as I do when I forget to go at the right time. But who can he be? He and Mama, they say, are married, but what is that to me? It is nothing to me. My father is elsewhere. One day my Mama said, "Your father lives in the sky." Another day, Archbishop Sagittarius took me up and brought me to the square where the towering pillar stands. He brought me right up to its base, and when I looked up, I could not see the top. The archbishop held me up over his head and let me read the words that were carved in huge, huge letters into the pillar. But I didn't want to read them. I began to tremble. Those words burned into my eyes in shapes of flame. Why had the archbishop brought me here? I tried to get down. It was too high, but he held me up there. My eyes filled with tears. I grew dizzy. "Let me down." But he still held me up, and he said, "Read." "I am Simon the Stylite, doomed on this stone to watch the night, and in this sun to fast in fires, till the foul word born in me by nature is burnt and purged away. If these black stones could speak, they would a tale unfold whose lightest word would harrow up thy soul, freeze thy young blood, and make thy eyes like stars start from their spheres. Many or few, O you who dare ascend this pillar, remember me, and do not try to descend again, for never, never can that be.